Hey, what's up? It's Josh Todd from Buck Cherry, and you're watching CMS TV. Check it out.
Good evening and good night.
See you, folks.
Welcome to Monday. How are you?
I'm good. It's hot.
It's too fucking hot, dude.
It is definitely. I do love when we go from February to August in like a day.
Yeah, I know.
What was it yesterday? 50, 60 maybe?
Yeah, you know.
Today it's 90. Ugh. I hate it. I do hate it. And this office that I'm in.
Yeah.
Is not air conditioned.
That'd kill somebody.
Yeah, I have this little heater fan right here. That's it. It's a fan. That's the best I'm going to do. So I'm going to be hot and miserable for today.
The studio at my other job, or one of the other jobs, is 9 billion degrees.
Ugh.
All the day. Because, one, you generally keep the door shut because usually somebody sends me something inappropriate that I'm watching on my computer, and I don't want the entire building to hear it.
Sure.
But, you know, you would think that there's air conditioning in there. There is. There is a vent for air conditioning. However, the air conditioning is controlled by a thermostat in another office.
Oh, great.
Now, the problem with that is that they don't care if it's a little bit warmer because, you know, the rest of that side of the building is air conditioned, and they're fine. But that one thermostat controls the studios, too.
Ugh.
Well, so they keep it under lock and key. And when I first started working there, I was able to adjust it. So, look, at the old place, when I was at work, it was my studio, it was my thermostat.
Right.
If I turned that fucker on, it would be snowing in that studio.
Right.
I mean, there were literally two little snowflakes to where I would set the damn air conditioning to. This place, after like a week of me being there, complaining that it's too hot in there, they put it under lock and key, of which I don't have a key. So now the studio faces the sun half the day. So in the morning, it's 9 billion with that sun pounding through the window at you.
They won't give you a key? Have you asked for one?
Of course I've asked. I'm the reason they locked it up. They're going to give me a key now.
You might have to break in on that one.
Yeah, there's a hammer in the future because it is just too hot.
Yeah, I hear that. It's warm in here today, that's for sure.
I mean, look, I wear hoodies every day of my life. I now have a hoodie with no sleeves on it so I can survive.
All right, Bill Belichick, nice.
See? And actually, I found, my dad actually found me a website that has hooded t-shirts. So they're like t-shirts with the pockets in front, have a hood on it,
right,
but they're short sleeve t-shirts. So I will be ordering 35 of those at some point in the next couple of days.
Nice. That's funny.
It's just too hot. And I used to be the guy that would wear pants and a hoodie no matter what the weather was like.
Right.
It might be the metal that is on my leg that conducts more heat throughout my body. There's something going on that it's just too, I can't deal with it. So I have to, like, I'm going to do the show naked if it gets much hotter than this.
Let's hope it doesn't then.
Yeah, for everybody's sake, I hope it does not.
That's right.
Get hotter than this. You know what I love about this show?
What's that?
I love that the comments and the people that are commenting on the show have become almost like a cult following. It's the same people every week, and they like each other better than they actually like the show. At some point, they'll start talking to each other and ignore everything that we talk about.
That's all right.
As which long is good. As they're here. It's fine. As long as they're watching, that's good. I enjoy that.
It's like regular TV. Think about when you watch regular TV. If you and your wife are watching regular TV, you're usually bullshitting about something else.
No, that's not the case.
Usually, no?
Look, again, I have expressed numerous times how routine I am. So we eat dinner. I eat at the dining room table. She eats at a TV tray on the couch. We watch Judge Judy, as I've mentioned in the past, while we eat.
Right.
And after done eating, she sits on the far end of the couch. I sit in the wheelchair because I take the leg off then.
Right.
And I turn on TV and she's on her phone. It never changes. I could tell her that today I joined the circus, had sex with three clowns, and was going to tour the country as the ringleader for Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey. And she wouldn't hear a fucking thing I said because she's on the phone and she's ignoring everything that's going on in the room.
That's nice, dear.
Yes. Me and my daughter will have conversations where we say, don't you hate it when mom does this? And she just is staring at her phone and has no clue that we just said anything about her. And it's fine because I can do whatever it is I want. I watch whatever TV show I want to watch.
Sure.
It's on because, she is just engulfed in the phone. Sure. What she's doing, I don't know. She could be sending naked pictures to 14, Latin male strippers, dude, and I would have no clue because she's just sitting there staring at it.
Right.
I don't know what she's doing.
Nice. Which Judge Judy? Is it old Judge Judy, or are you watching the new Judy Justice?
No, I don't watch the Judy Justice because then I have to sit through commercials. I can't fast forward through those.
Oh.
So I'm watching episodes of Judge Judy that I've seen probably five times.
Right.
I've seen every episode.
I got to admit, I do watch the Judy Justice on occasion.
Yeah, but how do you watch it with commercials?
I can deal with it. It's not that many. Freevee is not too bad as far as commercials go.
Well, look, if it's over a minute, I'm pissed.
It's about a minute. It's really about a minute. It's not like 3 minutes a hit like you're thinking.
But the problem is I'll have to stop chewing during that minute and a half of commercials. I won't chew and swallow while there's commercials on.
You really are. You're fucking half autistic.
Half or my bordering whole?
You're bordering whole. You have a lot of the same symptoms.
Is it autistic or is it OCD or is it?
Could be OCD or autism. I mean, the autism spectrum stuff has trouble, dealing with others. Very routine, resistant, super resistant to change. These are all characteristics that you have. You might be.
I don't really deal with people all that well.
That's what I'm saying. You're touching the buttons, man.
All right, there's a quiz. I have autism? Autism self-test.
Let's see how you do.
I wish you had this up, but start. Okay. The unexpected is never simple. Now, come on, dude. Just give me the fucking quiz.
I gotta see how you do on this.
Why I can't figure it out on my phone. I mean, look it up.
See, there you go.
Yeah, it's really annoying.
Can't handle that change. What is it? What did you search for?
It was autism, and I was going to look up symptoms, but it says autism spectrum test.
Autism spectrum test.
Discover your autism quotient with our self-assessment quiz.
All right, let's do it. Here we go.
Do you see it?
Yep, I'm going to put it on the screen right now.
All right. This will be interesting.
Let's see how Seth does here. Question one, do you prefer things on my own rather than with others?
Yes. No.
Definitely agree, slightly disagree, or definitely disagree?
Definitely agree.
All right. I prefer doing things the same way. For instance, this is a definite agree.
Definite agree.
I find myself becoming strongly absorbed in something, even obsessional.
I would say, what are my choices?
Definitely agree, slightly agree, slightly disagree, definitely disagree. You're a definite agree.
I'm a definite agree on that.
You said again, you can't even watch Judge Judy unless it's a certain way.
Yeah, no, you're right. It's a definite agree.
I am sensitive to noise and will wear earplugs or cover my ears in certain situations.
I'm going deaf now, so I mean, that's not really true, I don't think.
So definitely disagree?
I would say slightly disagree.
Slightly disagree? Okay. Sometimes people say I am rude, even though I think I am being polite.
Oh, that's absolutely agree, yeah.
I find it easy to imagine what characters from a book might look like.
I find it easy to imagine?
Yes.
I don't read.
Yeah, that's a hard one there.
But I mean,
if you were reading a book, would you know?
Of course. I imagine them all like big boob porn stars. But so I'd slightly agree on that one.
Slightly agree. All right. I find it easy to talk in groups of people.
No.
Definite disagree?
Yep.
I am more interested in finding out about things than people.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Definite?
Yes.
I find numbers, dates, and strings of information. I know this is true. I find numbers, dates, and strings of information fascinating.
Oh, yeah.
You're a total numbers guy. You've told us that.
Like, I'm telling you right now. Like, when I go to the gas station,
yeah,
I have to pump either $11 or $12. I won't pump anything else. Or it could be like $11.02 because then you have 12s and 11. But I'm very routine with numbers.
Right.
Yes.
All right, here we go. I prefer nonfiction books and films to fiction.
Actually, yeah, I watch like documentaries when I go to bed.
So definitely agree, nonfiction over fiction?
Yes.
Okay. I find it upsetting if my daily routine is upset or changed.
Fucking A, that if there's a stronger word than strong.
I clicked it twice just to be sure.
Yeah, I was going to say, you didn't. If the routine is fucked, I'm fucked. I see question 12 right now, and I'm saying a little prayer because I have to see 12.
All right.
Say something.
So let's see. It's difficult for me to understand other people's facial expression and body language.
I would have to be there's a slight disagree on that one, I think.
Slight disagree? All right. I don't have any problems making small talk with new people.
I don't have any problems?
I don't.
Oh, I strongly disagree with that. I have major problems with that.
All right, let's see. I notice very small changes in a person's appearance.
I don't really. No.
Slightly or definitely disagree?
Well, slightly, because, I mean, on occasion, of course. I mean, doesn't everybody? Right.
Well, again, this is a test on you.
Well.
When I was young, I used to play lots of Let's Pretend or imaginary games.
Strongly agree. I used to, like, go around the house with, like, a bed sheet attached to me, like, around my neck. Yeah. And I'd pretend to be the prince from Sleeping Beauty.
Oh, and then geez. I'd
totally fucking make out with that pillow. Who was the princess?
I don't know.
All right. Yeah, I'm saying she was.
Oh,
my pillow was the princess.
Oh, nice.
I'd make out with her.
I like collecting information about things I am interested in. That's a total true. What do you, why do you have to even think about that?
Well, like what? I'm trying to think of like what would be.
Gee, I don't know. The 2020 election. Biden being an idiot.
Yeah, you're right. I do collect a lot of information. That's what I do for a living, actually. I don't
know. Dude, all we'd have to do is show people our fucking video collection that we have. You have 9,000 videos saved.
And I don't get rid of them because it's routine.
You don't. You're always like, I might need that one again.
Yes.
I like meeting new people.
No.
Definite or slight?
Definite, no. I get really weird. Like we went to a party one time, and my wife was friends with the girl.
Yeah.
We went over to her friend's house. With, you know, she had a husband and stuff, and they had a whole bunch of people there, and I fucking threw up on purpose so I didn't have to go in. And we left.
Yeah, you definitely don't.
It's people, so weird because I could do this, and I could stand on stage in front of like 20,000 people introducing a band or something like that.
Sure.
You put me in a room of 20 people, and I want to fucking...
Because it's impersonal with 20,000. You're not even talking to the people. But if you catch... I'm sort of like that one, too. Put me in front... I can introduce a band in front of 20,000 people like nothing. But if I make eye contact with somebody in the front row, I'm totally fucked. Totaled.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah.
You know, that's difficult. It really is. But that's like the most absurd level, too. You know,
now, I'm not lying on any of these questions.
I know.
I'm not exaggerating. I'm being totally.
Well, we're going to find out. We're going to find out what you got here.
All right.
People close to me say I talk about the same things repeatedly.
I don't really know what people think of me, but I think I do have a thing of repetition.
So slightly agree?
Slightly agree.
All right. I find it easy to work out what people are thinking or feeling just by looking at their facial expressions.
I'd slightly agree with that.
Agree or dis?
Agree.
Agree. All right. New social situations make me feel anxious.
Absolutely agree with that one.
It's important to me to carefully plan any activity I am going to do.
To carefully, oh, absolutely strong.
I was gonna say, all we got to bring up is your SeaWorld trip.
Yeah, I'm still watching videos and planning. I'm still a month away. 22, 2 11s.
2 11s. There you go. Agreed. I find it hard to work out what people's intentions are.
I'd say I slightly agree with that.
I would find it really hard to play imaginary games with children.
Kind of weird if I did that, but
well, that'd be like when your daughter was little, if you were pretending to drink tea and shit like that.
I mean, I've done that. So I'd slightly disagree with that because I used to do it myself.
Well, if you did, then that's fine.
Yeah,
I am a good diplomat and can help ease difficult social or work situations.
I would agree with that one. I strongly agree. I'm kind of like, you know,
you're the hub in the office that people come to.
A little bit.
Okay. I am often the last person to understand a joke.
No, I disagree with that.
Strongly?
Yeah.
Okay. I like doing things spontaneously. I know that's a disagree.
That's a disagree. I'm not a... No, I like it to be planned out to the moment, and I also am on time for everything.
Yeah, I was going to say...
Get the fuck out.
I was going to say, there's no way are you even starting this show at 4:03.
No
way. Absolutely not. No.
I call you if the time is getting
close. Exactly.
Where are you?
If I am interrupted doing something, I find it hard to get back to what I was doing beforehand.
Oh, yeah. I'd strongly agree with that.
Me too on
like,
that one.
I don't like getting interrupted.
I don't either.
And then, fuck, the rest of my day is screwed.
All right, this is a definite agree, but I'll let you answer it. I notice patterns in things all the time.
Absolutely, completely agree.
Just going back to question 22 when you pointed out the 2 11s.
Yes. There's patterns in everything that I see all the time.
I have some very strong interests and get upset if I can't pursue them.
I would strongly agree with that. Radio, dude. I was out of radio, and I there was no way I wasn't going to try to do it again.
Right. And last, but
interesting like that too.
Here's the last one. if I can, I can tell if someone I am talking to is getting bored.
I agree. Yeah.
Strong or slight?
Strongly agree.
All right, let's see. Okay. You experience many typical signs of autism, 19. So you are borderline. You are right at the tip top of the borderline. 20 or 20 to 30 is likely to have it. 16 to 19 is borderline indication. You are 19.
I'm 19, so I am right at the border of autism.
You are right at the border.
Does it tell me what I should do to get rid of it?
You don't get rid of autism, dude. It's not like a cold. It's not like a cold. You don't take a pill and you're better.
There's no, like, antibiotic or something?
There's meds.
Is there a vaccine for autism?
Yeah, I'm sure there is. All you do is you take two or three of those booster shots and make your heart stop. Then you won't have autism anymore. There you go. Your dad's your dad's fascinated by this. he's like, damn, should have known.
Look, at least I'm borderline. I'm not actually full-blown autistic.
Yeah, well, you know.
Is that good or bad? I mean, is it bad?
I don't know. Dude, you're so close that if we went back and did the test again, you might come up. You know, if we had one different answer somewhere in there, something that you were kind of close on, something that you went with slightly agree or slightly disagree, if it went to full disagree or whatever, you'd probably be there.
Yeah. All right. Now it says, what should I do now? What should I do now?
It says, please remember that this test only indicates the common signs of autism based on your experiences. Your result is not a clinical diagnosis and doesn't necessarily mean you are autistic. However, people who report scores like yours often benefit from an autism assessment. So, Seth, if you could just raise $2,250, you can go get an assessment.
All right. Well, I'm very excited to be autistic.
Hey, I'll tell you what, dude. If you got the insurance, it might not hurt you to do it, because then you get put on disability, more disability.
Do I qualify for benefits if I'm, you know?
Yeah. Autism's absolutely a disability, dude. Autism is absolutely a disability that you can get, you know, $1,500, $2,000 a month for.
So I'm mentally and physically disabled, is what you're saying.
That's what I'm saying.
And I could get drugs, according to...
Well, you get, like, some Prozac or something to mellow you out.
I'm very strung out. I'm not Rain Man, that's for sure.
Well, Rain Man was a different kind. Rain Man was probably 26 to 28 level.
I am a high-functioning autistic.
You probably are. If you have autism, you would be, because if you weren't functional, then you wouldn't be able to hold a job.
Right, but there are certain things that do, when I think about like how I live my life, there are certain things that do actually control a lot of things, you know, a lot of my actions. I mean, there are certain situations I refuse to put myself in. And because I know how it's going to make me feel, so I won't do those kind of things. And again, like I do feel somewhat controlled by I know it sounds stupid, but like my wife and I don't really go out to restaurants and eat at restaurants because I have this thing about, no, I want to be home. I want to be in my chair at a specific spot and then watching what I want to be watching on TV while I eat. I mean, there has to be certain things that are just done right. I have a certain routine when I go to bed. Like, I have...
Yeah. Dude, you're somewhere between OCD and autism.
Like, I
it's interesting that you're borderline on this because you are definitely OCD.
If there was an OCD test, I think I would win that one. But, like, every little thing, I have little... Like, you know, Oreo Thins. Oreo Thins don't have as much sugar and stuff in it, but I still have, like, a sweet tooth before I go to bed. So I make sure to count out exactly how many I'm allowed to have before I go to bed. And that's the only I won't. If even if I want more, I won't take them.
Okay, but
less, I won't take them.
But I'm gonna tell you why that's probably now and not always, Because before you lost your leg, you'd ate the whole goddamn box of Oreos or whatever.
Maybe, but...
You wouldn't have counted them out. You never counted them out before. You adjusted because of your health thing. It's not an always been there thing.
I don't think about the health thing. I just do a certain thing.
No, but it's...
And then
it's,
I get into the routine of doing it. I can't break the routine then.
But that's it. And that is a sign of either OCD or autism. That sounds more OCD, though, to be honest.
I won't take another way to work. There's two other gas stations that I pass on my way to my job. I won't stop at those. I will stop at one particular gas station. I have a routine that I will get 4 Diet Cokes and 1 Gatorade on my way to work. Now, sure. The other day, I didn't drink all my Diet Cokes at work. I left 2 of them at work. So there are already 2 at work.
Right.
Still refuse to buy 4 Diet Cokes at the gas.
You can't go to the store and buy 2 because that's off your routine.
It would be completely. I thought about it when I was walking in. I was like, all right, wait a second. There's 2 Diet Cokes I have at work, so I don't need to buy 4. And I walked out of there with 4 because I can't do it. I just could not do it. Now, at the end of the day, I brought the other 2 home. So now they're home and I can continue to go buy my 4 that I need.
But you can't go tomorrow and take those 2 out of your fridge and take them with you and buy 2 more.
I will not do that.
No. You can't. No. That sounds like OCD.
I will not. Even though you're there.
You're almost to the point of 2 knocks on the left pane and 1 knock on the right pane of your door frame before you walk through it.
Well, when I wheel at night, that's weird that you say that. Because when I wheel through... Like the bedroom, I get on the wheelchair at night to go to the bathroom or something.
Mm-hmm.
In the middle of the night, and you have to wheel through this hallway. We have 2, like his and hers, walk-in closets, 1 on either side. They're huge. And so, but to wheel down this hallway to get to the bathroom, we have to go through this thing. And there's this thing where on either side, they're like pillars kind of. And I have to knock on each pillar 3 times as I'm wheeling through and back from the bathroom. Yeah, it's...
I get it.
But and like I hate it sometimes. I feel like it's controlling.
Well,
like, why do I have to do that? Why do I have to do that to be happy?
Well, maybe
there are certain things that if I don't do it, I'll go back and do it because I didn't do it.
Well, maybe just maybe we're onto something with this test, and maybe you ought to go and get a doctor's appointment and get assessed because they can help. I mean, there's no cure per se. It's not a cold. It's not the flu. It's something that's, you know, it's a chemical thing. And what they would do is give you meds to loosen up those hard restrictions, like in your brain. You know what I mean? You would take meds that would make you, loosen up a little bit. Well, as long as your mental illness can entertain people, then why fucking fix it?
How much does Seth spend on Diet Coke every month? Well, I mean, they're 2 for $4 at the gas station.
Yeah, 2 for $4 at the gas station, and so $4, $20 a week.
And then we always, you know, I mean, there's always Diet Coke around the house.
It's a smoking habit. It's $20 a week.
Smoking habit. Do you realize how much I smoke?
No, I'm not saying it's equal. I'm just saying it's like a smoking habit.
It kind of is, but I was smoking 2 packs a day.
Yeah, that's $20 a day.
$20 a day.
Fuck that. Cigarettes. When did cigarettes get so expensive? Have they always been?
No.
Because I was going to say, I used to smoke when I was young. I was 17, 18 years old, but I don't remember. I know if it was $10 a pack, I'd have been done smoking. I'd have gone right to what I did go to, which was booze. Because you could buy fucking a bottle of Boone's Farm for $6 and you were good.
I'm happy I don't do any of those anymore because I waste or spend a lot less money. Yeah. But I could see how that could even... All right. But it explains a lot, you know, with my personality of why I ended up drinking a lot or smoking a lot.
Yeah.
Because it became part of the routine. When it became part of the routine, it was something that it was very difficult to get out of.
Yeah. And booze especially, or pot or whatever, you know, could also be, you know, your internal clock trying to ease the tension.
That too.
Have a lot of tension because you're stressed out because you didn't knock on the right pane of the door coming in and it's been bugging you all day long or something. You fucking get high and then you're just like, all right, whatever. I don't care.
See, I know a lot of the OCD was like, even when I was younger, because I used to have like a habit of, like, when back when he had landlines and I didn't have like a cell phone, obviously, so we'd get a landline.
Sure.
Talk to my girlfriend and on the phone. I remember the kitchen and sitting in the kitchen talking to girlfriend on the phone. And then when we hung up, I'd have to check the phone 3 times to make sure it was hung up. And it was just little things like that that I've done since I was a kid that was OCD kind of
sure.
like symptoms. So it explains a lot. I never really thought about it being like that. Now I'm thinking that, yeah, there's an issue.
Well, there could be, dude. And you know what? Fortunately, I guess, and again, we're a whole long way from you going and getting an assessment and dealing with any kind of a thing. But if you did, in this day and age, it's not as big of a deal. It's not like in the old days where if somebody would have said that you had in that day and age, it would have been Asperger's or whatever. But if somebody would have said that to you 25 years ago, they'd be like, look at you, you fucking retard, you know, to where you wouldn't deal with it. Now fucking mental health is so much more of a priority, you know, to people understand that everybody's a little bit fucked up. So, you know, it's okay to get fixed.
I guess that's what I've always thought, is that, you know, everybody's kind of screwing their own way.
Yeah.
They really looked at my way of doing things. I know my wife has pointed out numerous occasions about my routine and, you know, the routine things that I like to do. And, you know, I guess it's true when I look at it.
Well, dude, everybody has something, though. Like I know for me, I'm better than I've ever been at this now, but I used to be big-time dyslexic. And my kids are dyslexic. And I know that's where they get it. Like, I used to, and I do it sometimes just when I'm going fast, when my brain gets going real fast. I'll be typing something. Like, if I was typing the word bell, you know, I'll look at it. You know, my brain's typing and I'm not paying attention fully. I'm just typing. And then I'll look at the thing and it'll have the word bell be L-L-E-B. It'll just be completely backwards. And it's, you know, it happens on occasion, not as often as it used to anymore, but, you know, life does that. I hate to say it, man, but life does that to you, man. It you know, it wears your brain out to where you're just not as tough as maybe when you were 20. You know, when you're 20, you can take on the world. Now it's like a whole lot harder.
I got to figure out how I can use this to my advantage, though.
Well,
can I go to work with like that assessment test and say, you know, hey, look, just so you know, I'm borderline autistic. I deserve some sort of benefits for working. You can't fire me because I'm autistic.
Well, if you got a real assessment and you got a real diagnosis, you could. If you got a real diagnosis, you could. You absolutely could.
I wonder what a real diagnosis would be. Like, how do they tell? Truthfully,
the same way we just did it.
Are they going to ask me those same kind of questions?
Probably. They're just going to charge your insurance company an ass load of money to do it. And it'd be a psychiatrist instead of some dummy on Skype. That's the only real difference.
My brother used to have some of this. We used to call it the touching thing. Tapping on the table over and over.
Yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't doubt that you have, that you're right. I mean, I think that assessment is pretty close with you. You know, you can adapt in some levels, you know, and this is just me knowing you a little bit.
Yeah.
You are adaptive on some levels that you're not giving yourself credit for, but the test sort of vetted itself out to. Like, if you were highest end on that spectrum thing, there's no way you could go to SeaWorld.
Right.
Absolutely not. Because you got to do a lot of unknown shit. You got to go to a place that you don't really know. You got to get on a plane not knowing what's going to happen there. You got to go through TSA, which you don't know what's going to happen there. You know, there's a lot of variables that would make you say, nope, not going, if you were the highest end.
Right.
But you have a lot of tendency, of course.
I mean, you saw, I mean, I don't want to bring up his name, but you saw how long because I was in the routine of doing what I was doing with the show, how long did it change things with the show? Even though that I knew that they needed a change, I didn't do it because I was just stuck in that routine and I was afraid of what was going to happen next.
Yeah. And that is a clear sign of autism when you keep doing something even though you know it's not good. Or it's not good for you. It's not good for your own mental health. You knew that it was making you nuts, and you kept doing it.
Yeah. We just have my life.
But that's it was because it wasn't because you had any animosity toward Mike or anything or firing him or none of that stuff. It was more in your brain. Your brain wouldn't let you make the change that you needed to make, because then it would take you out of routine. Then you had to start a new routine with a new guy, and, you know, that was the unknown at that point. That was scarier than a routine that you knew didn't work, but at least you knew it. You knew going into a show that you were going to be miserable, but you knew what was coming. Yeah. To make the change, you had to go into another zone of, I don't know what's coming on. You know, honestly, think of it this way. If you and I didn't have 100 conversations after your shows, when you were doing them with Mike, you would have never pulled the trigger.
That's probably true.
Because you sort of got a vibe of how I am.
Right.
To where you were more comfortable to pull the trigger and make the change. But even that took 3 months, 4 months.
Yeah. Boy. Well, you learn something new every day about yourself.
Well, there you go. Didn't expect to do this, did you?
No.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with Scott there. Don't sweat it. Whatever.
I'm not really worried about it. One, I'm looking for any kind of
word
I can get out of this. So that would be a good thing. Maybe I'll obsess over that and try to figure something out.
It's a word, dude. I mean, honestly, it's a word. Gives a shit. Doesn't make you any different. If you were to go to the doctor tomorrow and they were say, yep, 100%, you're on the spectrum, here's your meds, you know, go home and be autistic, whatever that means. You know, if that was all to happen, how does that make you any different than you were yesterday?
It doesn't.
So who gives a shit?
Was it created by something or something that just kind of...
I think it's a... I'm pretty sure it's a birth imbalance. Now, I'm not an expert either. Again, I'm talking a little out of my ass, but I don't believe it's something that I don't believe it's you did a bad dose of heroin or something, and then all of a sudden you have autism or something like that. I don't think that's how it is. What causes autism?
Autism spectrum disorder has no single known cause. Yeah.
Scientists believe it's caused by both genetic and environmental conditions. So it's somewhat genetics and it's somewhat fucking where you live, and it's probably from lack of broccoli.
Or asparagus.
Or asparagus, or any lack of anything green. So eating fucking nothing but preservative food for the first 45 years of your life. And never having anything that you didn't know.
Well, I'm excited for the future, though. I'm excited for medications and, you know, seeing if I actually have it. This will be fun.
Yeah. Look at me. I should be a counselor.
You should. See? Look how you handle things.
Well, this is why I'm not autistic, because I can adapt to anything. I am whatever the polar opposite of that is. I am like silly putty. Whatever it is you stick in front of me, I'll adapt to it. You know, I'm definitely not rigid in any way, shape, or form. I look at how I sleep. I sleep on zero schedule. Yeah. Some days I sleep, some days I don't. Some days I go to bed at 4 in the morning. Some days I go to bed at 2 in the afternoon. You know, I have no patterns to anything, which is not healthy either. I'm not trying to say, look at how great I am. That's completely unhealthy as well when you get so out of control that you don't know what day it is or whatever.
See, but like here's other things that I'll do. I have 3 alarms set for in the morning when I get up.
Yeah.
First alarm is set for 6:41, 6:41, 11.
Okay.
The next one is set for 6:50, 6'5", 11
Right.
And then I already am up by then, and I need to leave for work fairly soon, but I have a third alarm that's set for...
6:05
No, 7:04
7:04 11. What about the 6:05
Well, I'm still sleeping at 6:05 so it's 6:41
Oh, okay. All right.
6:50, 11 and then 7:04, 11 So those three alarms are set, and all three alarms, I don't turn them off when I'm up. Like, if I get up to the 6:41 alarm, I get up, and then I leave the other ones on, and they're still going off while I'm getting ready and dressed and showered and everything from work. I hear them in the background going off.
Do you notice 7:31
I notice 7:31
Because that's an 11?
It is 11. I always notice it, but I don't leave the house until 7:34 Again, not an 11 or 12 thing, but it's just I have my routine of leaving at 7:34
Right.
Like, I know where I'm I look at the clock every time when it's 7:47 11:11 backwards and forwards.
Right.
And I notice it. I know exactly where I'm supposed to be on my drive to the gas station that I'm going to go to get my four Diet Cokes.
Right.
At 7:47
I'm surprised. I'm surprised that your gas station isn't 11 miles away.
I mean, it could be for all I know, but
if there was a gas station, like if you found out tomorrow that there's a gas station, you go to the gas station that you go to, and let's say it's 7 miles away, but you find another gas station that's 11 miles away, would you be able to switch to that gas station?
I don't know if I'd be able to switch, but it would be helpful if it was 11 miles away. It would make me feel better about it.
Would you think about it? Like, if you knew it, if you knew it was there, would you go to the first one and buy your Cokes? But then every time you drive past that one at the 11 miles, think I should be getting it from this one.
I probably wouldn't think about stopping there. I would do my little usual routine when I see an 11. So
right. All right.
But again, you don't understand, man. It's very controlling at times.
I get it.
Very controlling.
Look, let me just, without getting into a whole bunch of stuff, there's a reason I know a lot about this, okay? I'll put it that way. There's a reason I know a lot about this topic, and I don't want to get into why. It isn't me, but yeah, I'm aware. I'm aware of how it works. That's why I knew right away to go to this, and you would be like right there.
Well, I mean, it is interesting when I actually think about all the little things that I do.
Yeah.
Because again, I'll notice mm-hmm. if my gas tank is down to 83 miles or 74 miles or 65 miles. I will notice all that. And it's become bad luck for me to see the 11s or 12s like in reverse. If I see 21, I know it's 12 backwards, but I don't like that.
If you get to 83 miles, do you feel like you have to stop?
No, but
I'll feel uncomfortable when it goes to 82 miles?
I always have like a little saying in my head when I see an 11. And I always have a little saying in my head when I see a 12. And I'll say that little saying. But if I see 38 miles, which is 11 but backwards, I will not, because I feel like it's bad luck.
But it doesn't cause you to take an action, per se, is what I'm asking.
No.
Okay.
I won't say my little saying if I see 38 as opposed to 83.
But you also won't stop your car because you think you're going to crash because you saw a 38 or something.
No.
Okay. You're functional.
but slightly crazy.
That's not, dude, crazy is such a, you know what crazy is, dude? Crazy is believing in the fucking Biden administration.
Like right now, I just clicked on my phone.
Yeah.
443. It's 443. 11.
Yeah, there you go.
But I always see it. Why would I click on my phone now?
I see mine. It's 444.
12.
Should I be worried? That's a 12?
No, it's a 12. 12 is good.
So that's lucky.
12 is fine. Yeah. 11, 12, I think are good.
No, we have to do at some point. We got to get the numbers girl back on and have her take the autism test.
Yeah.
I would be genuinely curious where she would rank as somebody that really lives the numbers like that. I would be very curious. Obviously, you'd have to ask her if she wants to do that or not, but you know, she might not want to. My wife
hates when I get gas.
Because I bet. Like smelly bed.
like 11:02. I mean, she has to keep track of the money, and it's $11.02. That's for fucking nuts.
And what would happen if you stopped at $13?
Well, that wouldn't happen.
What if you pumped?
I would do. And I have done that because obviously it's not an exact science. I don't go in pre-order 11:02 because then they think I'm fucking nuts. And so, you know, you do it at the pump.
Right.
And if I went to accidentally went over that, I would go to the next available 12 or 13 or 11 or 12. So if it was 13, if I went over and I had to go to $13, then I would go to $13.11.
What if you went to, like,
way would be 3 11. It's going to be 1 1 1 1 1 1 1.
What if you went to 11, but then your wife put in like another $2.40? would you feel like you couldn't drive the car?
I know, but I would repump. I would pump more gas.
No, but you got back in the car and she got out. She lied to you and said, I got to wash the window or something. Then she got out and pumped $2 more into it. And then got back in the car. Would you be able to drive off?
As long as I saw the 11 or 12, I'm good with it.
All right. So it doesn't matter what somebody else does. It only matters what you do.
Yes.
Okay.
Because if she'll pump gas, like if I'm sitting there and they don't want to put the leg on her or whatever to get out of the car, and she pumps gas, I can give a shit less what she does. I won't watch what she puts in.
Right.
But if I'm pumping it, then like if she... Yeah. Took the handle, and as I was getting back in the car, pumped another $2 in. As long as I didn't see it.
All right. Answer this question. Now, see, you got me fascinated with this. So let's say you were driving somewhere, wherever it would be. And there's two ways to get there. There's one way that you could go on 77. And that's the short way. Or you could go the long way, and it's like 20 miles longer. But it's State Route 11.
I'd take Route 11.
You would take Route 11, even if it was 20 miles more.
I wouldn't even think about it.
Wow.
I would not even think twice about that.
Really?
Yeah. Because to me, that would say that Route 11's got to be a better luck route to go.
A safer route? Would you feel it's safer?
I would feel that it's just better, like better all around.
But better how? Better...
I don't know.
Lucky, better, safe, better what?
A lucky road for me to take, and I would feel a lot better taking that route than 77.
All right. Wow. I had no idea all this was going on. I'm so not a numbers dude. This is one thing that I don't know at all is numbers. I really don't pay no attention to it. Your dad does make a good point here. Used to take you 4 days to drive from Cleveland to Cincinnati.
That's not accurate. It would take 6 hours, not 4 days. But that had nothing to do with numbers that I'm aware of.
Might have, because isn't that another thing that you have a thing about highways?
I used to.
Now you don't?
I used to have like really high anxiety. I think that came with, honestly, with like drinking and smoking. I think it created... Because I've looked it up, it does create anxiety issues.
Okay.
And once I stop doing all that kind of stuff, I have no problem getting on the highway.
Do you think it was? You think it was something you were eating, or do you think it was?
No.
I mean, you're drinking, or what do you think it was?
If you
high
look
cholesterol
up,
fucking up your brain or something.
If you look up side effects of like alcohol and smoking and nicotine and stuff, it does create anxiety.
No. I've heard that. Neely from Classic Metal Show, he said he quit drinking vodka completely because it gave him anxiety.
There you go. That's what my drink of choice was always vodka. Yeah. And again, I think that and smoking definitely created anxiety issues.
Sure. I know I had to stop drinking brown liquor for a long time because I would fight. If I was drinking shots of Jack Daniels, you could bet I was going to punch somebody in the face that night. It was like routine, and it wasn't on purpose. It wasn't like I was looking for it or anything. It was just, for some reason, that brown liquor would make me angry.
Stimulants amplify anxiety. Yeah, I mean, that's what I mean. And again, you know, people think, oh, I'm going to have a cigarette to relax. But cigarettes actually increase your heart rate and makes you, you know, that doesn't help you.
No. Yeah. Well, no. It doesn't help you, but for a lot more reasons than this.
I know, but I think I had a lot of that anxiety problems. I don't think that had anything to do with, like, the OCD or autism or whatever it is we found out today, because I still do those things.
Yeah. Well, hey, there we go. Who knows? I think now you have something to challenge next time you're at the doctor. You say, hey, what about this?
Yeah, can you... Can I get another handicap placard for anxiety?
Forget the handicap placard. Go get the fucking benefit money.
Yeah, I want benefit. I might need a disability for my autism.
Dude, who knows? Depending on how they diagnose you, that might be enough to where you don't have to go to that job anymore. You might make enough to just sit home and do this podcast.
Yeah. Chris gave him a test. He's borderline. Yeah,
that's Greg Mack asked if you what we were talking about.
Yeah, Greg, you don't understand the kind of things that I do that are really borderline autistic.
He's right on the border, Greg. He's right there.
He doesn't notice. When he comes into the studio, he doesn't notice. I mean, there are things. Look, I was telling Bob this at dinner one night.
Mm-hmm.
When I walk into the studio, Greg knows the studio
that
I go into. Every morning, I have the exact routine down that I'm going to do. If I don't do it in the proper order, I turn around and go back out the door, come back in, and do it. I have to hit the lights with my fist on the right-hand side as I walk in. It's just a knob. I hit it. Overheads come on. Then I walk around the table there. I turn my chair around so it's facing the window. I sit down in the chair. Facing the window, then I turn my chair to the right. To the right is the cabinet where my headphones are. I pull the headphones out, put them on the table.
Right.
Then I turn again to the right for where the board is. I make sure that the board is set up. I start with the left side of the board all the way to the right side of the board, setting up exactly what I need for the day. Then I continue to turn to the right, third time, 1, 2, 3, to the right, and I set up my computer for the day, what I need to set up there, email, Facebook, and like the Rolodex, I pull everything up exactly in the same order every day. I don't pull up Facebook before I pull up the email. Everything's got to be done in an exact order that I need it to be done. It's very, very routine.
And that part of it, like we were saying when you were taking the test, is kind of probably the OCD part of it. The stuff that would be the more of the autism thing is the social anxieties.
And I have a lot of that. I mean, I went out to dinner with the same people that I see every single day at work.
Mm-hmm.
Our phone screener, Mary Ann, a couple other people that I see them every single day. And I can talk to them one-on-one every day when I see them. But when we all sat down together at a table, I wanted to get the fuck out of there so bad.
Mm-hmm.
You have no idea how bad I wanted to get out of there as quickly as humanly possible. And it's not because they're bad people. They're great. They're wonderful people. Because it gives me so much anxiety in that moment that I freak out.
Yeah. I get it. I don't live that, but I get that. And dude, again, like we said before, autism just a word, man. It's not something to, if it's true, it's true. So what? Doesn't change anything. Now you got a word tattooed to your name. So what? Who gives a shit?
He's going to drop a box of toothpicks on the studio floor and see how quickly I can count them.
Not everybody's Rain Man.
Has the same signs of autism.
Yeah. You don't have to be
I just took a freaking test. They didn't ask any of that stuff about counting anything.
No, they didn't. That's because, if you think about it, that was at a time before autism was really a thing.
Okay. I literally just counted 14 bottles that I have sitting on my desk right now. Yeah, it didn't take me very long to count them. If counting is a good. Look, I'm good at math. Yay.
All right, there you go.
Oh, I hate you. I will not. Like, if I go to a restaurant, wings is my favorite food.
Mm-hmm.
I won't order wings at a restaurant. No way. I don't want people staring at me. That's one of the reasons I don't eat at restaurants. I don't like, and if I'm at a restaurant, if I'm at a booth, I sit all the way to the side up by the window.
Right. Facing the door, can you face away from the door or no?
I have to be facing with my left leg out, so.
Okay.
Every time we go in and we sit down or something, either a table or a booth, whatever it is, yeah, I have to sit With my left leg.
Right.
Out.
Hey, you might be there, dude. I mean, who knows? I mean, again, I mean, the test that we took was just some bullshit thing online, but might not hurt you to go and get hooked up, get an assessment. Might be able to give you some kind of medical cocktail that makes you relax.
Are you exhausted at the end of the day, or if all those things went well, do you feel like you accomplished? No, I don't feel accomplished at all. I'm exhausted because I feel like a lot of that stuff, I feel like, controls my day.
Yeah.
Look, there are days where I don't need gas. I don't need to stop and get something to drink. I have all that stuff here at home, but I have to do it. I stop there no matter what. I'm never late because I time it out exactly to where I'm supposed to be.
Right.
That's controlling. It's not fun.
Yeah. It's resistance to change, which is a core sign of autism. You literally cannot change. You cannot change without huge discomfort.
Look, I know for a fact what time the cleaning lady cleans the bathroom every day. She cleans it at 10 o'clock every single fucking day. And you know how I know? Because I can't not go to the bathroom at 10 o'clock every day.
Well, dude, it's crazy. So, it's little things, too. It's like if something broke out in Uzbekistan and they took Judge Judy off for you, like Judge Judy was replaced by news or something, but you didn't sleep that night because it takes you out of your routine, right?
Yeah, of course it does. But I mean, thank God for YouTube and stuff like that.
but what I'm saying is that would literally jar you where it probably wouldn't jar most people. Most people would just go to another channel and watch something else.
Oh, no, I freak out.
You would be absolutely like, well, I don't fucking know what's happening in the case of this guy versus that guy or whatever.
It's happened where there's breaking news or some shit like that, and I get mad.
Yeah. Sound like you might be right there to me, dude.
Somebody says, Greg, watch this and report, please.
Is he like Monk? Hey, if he's like Monk, nothing wrong with Monk. He's a little weird, but so what? He also is a fucking master crime fighter.
Interesting. Thanks for sharing.
Hey, that's what this show is. It's about being real, right?
I'm not embarrassed about anything. I'm always honest about stuff. What the hell do I care? It's not your life. It's my life. I'm the one that's got to get sucked into this garbage.
Well, whatever. It's reality.
It is, you know, it is 457, dude. Now, this is not a good number for me. I just checked.
457?
Because it's 11 and 12 backwards. I can't. That fucks with me.
Now, how is that 11 and 4 and 5 is 9?
7, 5 is 12. And 7-4 is 11, backwards.
But the 7 has a 5 in the middle.
Yeah, that's 12.
You can skip that? You can skip the middle?
If you're looking at it backwards, it's 7-5, that's 12, and then a 7-4 is 11.
But you can skip the middle number.
Well, I mean, I already included the middle number to the 12.
I don't understand numbers at all. Because to me, it's like you're jumping over. You're purposely looking for the 11. No, you're finding a way to make the 11.
No, I also found the 12. 7 and the 5. No,
the 12 I get because they were next to each other, but the 7 and the 4 were not next to each other.
Of course not, but it's still in the equation.
All right. Again, 11
and 12 are backwards. I don't like that. I don't like the backwards.
Is the thing. This is where you lose me with numbers. And I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying that my brain doesn't see it that way. My brain would only see, what would that be, 12, 16. That's how my brain would see that, as 16. And that's it. It wouldn't see two sets of numbers.
I see 11 and 12, and they're backwards, though. So that's no good. No bueno. No. What else is going on in the world now that we've covered?
Now that we've figured out that you're nuts. I don't know. You want to take a break and then talk about the devil that is the kicker for the Chiefs?
Yes. Yes. Let's do that.
All right. Let me get to the breaks here. I don't know. I'm not even in front of it. All right. Hang tight. We'll be back. It is the Seth Williams Show.
There's plenty of places to experience the Seth Williams Show, but if you want all the content, you need to join us on Minds. Get all the live episodes of the show every Monday and Wednesday from 4 to 5:30 p.m. Get the special bonus footage every Wednesday from 5:30 to 6 p.m. Get bonus content from Seth and Chris as it's produced. It's only $4.99 per month, so don't wait. Sign up today. Visit us at www.minds.com/Seth Williams Show.
And we're back.
Here we are. So what do you think? What do you think about this Butker guy? Do you
I have a couple of videos of him.
All right, yeah, let's see what he's talking about.
I'll play one, and I'll play the one that he's getting a lot of shit for.
Okay.
There's one first.
Our own nation is led by a man who publicly and proudly proclaims his Catholic faith, but at the same time is delusional enough to make the sign of the cross during a pro-abortion rally. He has been so vocal in his support for the murder of innocent babies that I'm sure to many people, it appears that you can be both Catholic and pro-choice. Bad policies and poor leadership have negatively impacted major life issues. Things like abortion, IVF, surrogacy, euthanasia, as well as a growing support for degenerate cultural values in media, all stem from the pervasiveness of disorder. Our Catholic faith has always been countercultural. As members of the church founded by Jesus Christ, it is our duty and ultimately privilege to be authentically and unapologetically Catholic. Christ is King to the heights.
Now, this is the part that he got a lot of shit for here.
Okay.
I want to speak directly to you briefly because I think it is you, the women, who have had the most diabolical lies told to you. How many of you are sitting here now about to cross this stage and are thinking about all the promotions and titles you are going to get in your career? Some of you may go on to lead successful careers in the world, but I would venture to guess that the majority of you are most excited about your marriage and the children you will bring into this world. I can tell you that my beautiful wife, Isabel, would be the first to say that her life truly started when she began living her vocation as a wife and as a mother. I'm on this stage today and able to be the man I am because I have a wife who leans into her vocation. I'm beyond blessed with the many talents God has given me, but it cannot be overstated that all of my success is made possible because a girl I met in band class back in middle school would convert to the faith, become my wife, and embrace one of the most important titles of all, homemaker.
So that's what he's in trouble for?
One writer actually came out today and said that women that play soccer could replace him as a kicker for the Chiefs. And
let him.
Great. Let's get good old Megan Rapinoe out there, her fucking stupid ass, and let her kick for the Chiefs. And nobody will ever watch the NFL again.
Yeah. Let him do it. And you know, I'm all for it. Go ahead. Get out there. Let's see you do it.
What the fuck did he say that was so wrong? I mean, he's talking about women who, I don't know, are good at being a mother. They bring children into the world. What's wrong with that? You know, if I was lucky enough to be a kicker for the Chiefs and made the kind of money that that guy makes, I'd be more than happy to have my wife at home with our daughter and doing the things to nurture and care for our kid, to make her grow up to be a strong, independent woman too. My wife is a good woman, and she works hard. There's nothing wrong with being a homemaker. Do you agree? Disagree?
I agree. When me and my now ex, but we didn't get divorced for this reason, for sure. When we first had kids, we sat down and had a discussion. And the discussion was that she was going to stay home and raise the kids. And I was going to work. And I was going to make the money, no matter what that took. And honestly, I look at it even now as probably the best thing that we ever did because the kids always had a parent, so they were never neglected. You know, they were never, you know, like left by themselves or latchkeyed or raised by the TV or any of that shit. And at the same time, I had my own set of responsibilities. You know, this thought that I know where this is coming from. This is like feminazi bullshit. This is the feminazi horse shit that's talking about, well, women can do it as well as guys. Well, then do it. You go get the full-time job and dad'll stay home. I'm sure dad would love to stay home.
If there was an option like that for me, I definitely would have taken it.
Well, I guarantee you with Harrison Buckner, what do you think he makes a year? $5 million a year?
Probably.
Just judging from what you just saw on that stage with him weeping about his wife and all that other shit that was going on there. If his wife had the ability to make $5 million a year, don't you think he'd be happy to stay home and raise his kids? Honestly. Yeah, you know, that's the point.
He made $5 million a year.
Yeah, so if his wife had that capability somehow to make $5 million a year, I'm sure this guy'd be like, fuck, why do I want to go get hit by a 300-pound linebacker trying to block a kick? I'll stay home and raise little Julie or whatever.
I could care less. Women, of course you can go have a career and do what you want to do. And God bless you. Go, you know, be successful. I mean, that's good for you. I mean, that's nothing. If you don't want kids, you want to go live your life and do your thing, then fine, go. But there's something to be said for a household of yore when we used to have a dad who was able to go work, make a living, and then come home, and the home was taken care of by the wife who was able to, I don't know, prepare a meal and take care of the kids to make sure that they were raised properly, as opposed to now where you can't afford to do that kind of thing. Man and woman most both work to make that household work. Mm-hmm. And there's not enough money to go around. These kids are doing whatever the hell they want to do on their stupid-ass phones or playing video games or whatever it is, and there's no structure to the household anymore. Yeah. What's wrong with having structure to the household?
Nothing. Dude, back when women's lib was a big thing, what was that, the early 70s or whatever? Yeah. 60s, 70s, whenever that was, there was a strong contingent of women that were like, wait a minute, I want to stay home and keep my house. You know, I want to be a homemaker. Somewhere along the way, somebody turned homemaker into something bad.
Yes.
Into like, it's a bad word. It's almost like somewhere, some way, these fucking stupid cuntbag feminazis turned homemaker into bum. They make that they equate the term homemaker into being a bum, almost like guys, and somewhere in their demented liberal heads, they think that by saying somebody is a homemaker, that really means that they're not working or they're not doing their job. But I honestly think most men that have a wife that stays at home, they absolutely 100% understand they understand that what the wife is doing is work, and B, they sure as hell don't want to do it.
Right.
They don't want to do it. And you could say all you want, well, they should want to do it. No, they don't, because guys are different than women. And again, it goes into that whole thing of, are guys different than women? And the women want you to say, no, you're supposed to have the same exact fucking feelings and sensitivities and whatnot. No. There's a truth to a nurturing personality, and that is something that women, like real women, not the ones that identify because they wear a dress and tuck their dicks, you know, real women generally, as part of their DNA, have a nurturing personality, nurturing makeup in them to raise kids, right. to be the let's be honest, the women are the leader of the house.
Yes.
The women are always the leader of the house. In any scenario, there's no... The only scenarios where you find that the guy is the leader of the house turns out to be a fucking P. Diddy situation.
Travis Kelce supposedly said if they don't get rid of him, Travis is going to quit.
Bye.
According to Snopes, that is a satire, but who knows anymore.
Bye. Who gives a shit what Travis Kelce wants to do?
Yes, who is more wrong, this guy or someone with a penis attempting to get breast milk to a milk bank? And look, again, what's wrong with it? And if that lifestyle works for him and his family, then God bless him. Good for him. You don't have to follow what this guy says, but right now they're calling for his fucking job. Some asshole reporter, because the media sucks, and I don't care what anybody says, the media is terrible, wants to go out there and say that he should be fired, that there's women that could take his job. Then go ahead.
If they bring him on
in the fucking NFL already. The NFL is so woke, they would have an entire team of women if they were able to compete at that kind of level.
How long would it be before they would be complaining about the first woman that got knocked the fuck out?
Yeah.
You know, if she was the kicker. First of all, you know damn well that some wingman would absolutely go to knock her fucking head right clean off her body. And the first time that happened, then you would have, what, rule changes?
Yeah.
No rushing the kicker?
Can't touch the kicker anymore.
Get the fuck out of here with this shit.
It's just ridiculous. Yeah. This is true. Welcome to the United Soviet States.
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
He's one of the best kickers in the league, and these guys want to fire him because
they don't like his views. Because he's a Christian or what is he, Catholic?
Yeah, it's not like he went out there and said women suck. It should be not allowed to vote, and they should be allowed to drive. He didn't say anything. He said he was praising women.
Yeah. Well,
he was praising his wife. God forbid.
You know how you know this is a crazy, kooky situation that's absolutely ridiculous? Because, believe it or not, Whoopi Goldberg is on our side.
You can get the fuck out of here.
Whoopi loves to hate everything, but she's on our side with this. She said, what did she say? These are his beliefs and he's welcome to them. Whoopi Goldberg! Now, she hates everything that's not super left.
Look, I praise my wife every single day for the way that she handles me with, you know, the problems that I have and handles the house and handles all the things that are on her plate and have been on her plate once that she's married, because it's like being married to another child. And then two, since I, you know, lost my leg, so should I go to hell and lose my job because I praise my wife for the good job that she does? She's a good woman.
Yeah.
And there are differences, I hate to tell these dumb bastards, between men and women today.
There are. Well, therein lies the problem. You're still stuck in the past, man. There's no difference. I was watching some video, and there was a woman asking a question about giving birth, and the person wouldn't say a woman. The person kept saying, a birthing parent. And the guy wouldn't answer the question. He's like, there is no birthing parent. There's a mother. That's it. And she's like, well, it doesn't have to be a mother. Yes, it does.
Yes, it does.
Yes, it does. It has to be a woman. It has to be a mother. Shut the fuck up with any other nonsense. You know, and that's where this is all nonsense. This guy's entitled to his opinion. He's entitled to his faith. You know, that's his faith. That's his view. If you don't like it, don't send your kid to that college.
And you know what? He's right. When you have the president of the United States who claims to be a Christian or a Catholic or whatever he claims to be, goes to church and everything else, and giving the sign of the cross at a fucking abortion rally, you stupid pig, that guy should be tossed out of the country.
Dude, I don't care if this guy is pro-Klan rallies and hanging black people. Put it as much as he wants. He's entitled to his belief as long as he doesn't act on something that's illegal. He's allowed to disagree with you. And he doesn't need to lose his job. See, this is where and this is the bigger issue, but this is where I get really frustrated with these cunts that are constantly with the lose your job thing. Yeah. Eventually, it's coming to them. Not sure what the issue will be, but eventually their line is going to get crossed. And then what? Then they're going to be sorry that they empowered this for the last 15 years to where it's commonplace. I mean, be honest, dude. It would not surprise you at all if this Harrison Buckner or whatever his name is was fired. It won't surprise you.
No, it won't surprise me at all. I don't think it would be right. I'd be pissed about it.
I'd be angry about it, too. I'd probably have to say I wouldn't be watching any Chiefs games anymore, that's for sure. Over that, if they fight. But I saw that even the Chiefs, the woman that runs the Chiefs was like, they asked her about it, and her basic answer was polite, but it was a polite shut the fuck up. I don't care. What's her name? Something Hunt? Janelle Hunt or something?
Yeah, the owner's wife or whatever.
Yeah.
But the NFL, I think, came out and said the, you know, the whatever he said is not, you know, represented by the NFL. And is it,
yeah, well,
is it,
why, who cares? You know, who cares if it's represented by the NFL? You know who's whose opinion is represented by the NFL? Fucking Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah.
So who gives a shit?
Well, see, that's what I mean. It's so tough for me because I really love the game of football, and I'll continue to watch college football. But the NFL has really turned me off with this kind of bullshit when they allow players to kneel and Colin Kaepernick to wear pig socks on his feet, and that's okay with them.
Yeah.
They're allowed to kneel to the national anthem, but they're going to shy away from a guy who says that a good, strong household is bad?
Yeah. See, good on the Chiefs owner's wife here. She says, affirming motherhood and praising your wife as well as highlighting the sacrifice and dedication it takes to be a mother is not bigoted. Point blank. Good for her.
Is that her?
Holy I think shit. That's her, yeah.
Look at that.
Dude, the husband's worth $4 or $5 billion.
That's true. Yeah, that's a good point.
He's not going to be married to some schlub. You know.
She's right.
She's 100% right. It's not a bigoted thing. But good for her. Good for her. Good for her for stepping up right away, too. You know, right in the middle of the fire, she stepped up. Basically, you know what that says to me? He ain't getting fired.
Yeah. Unless the NFL does something.
So, Travis Kelce, I guess you're retiring, you cunt. I'm embarrassed that he's a Clevelander. What do you think of that?
Absolutely, me too. Now, we have a president who's speaking at an all-black college, basically saying the country sucks because the country doesn't like black people. I mean, everything is turned upside down. This guy's a nutcase.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the whole world is in bizarro world, dude. We're in bizarro world now. Everything that seems normal is not normal. All this nonsense, dude, like the nonsense about, well, we're just not going to. I was talking to a friend that lives in Chicago. And now they passed some sort of law, just went into effect, where they're not even going to stop people in their cars for any kind of violations anymore. So, for my friend that lives there in Chicago, like, he's petrified to go to stop at a stop sign and go through the stop sign. Because if somebody just decides to roll through it, there's no police action to stop it, to enforce it. What world are we living in that we're saying, well, we can't enforce the law because that's considered racist? Or that's considered an ist or a phobe or whatever. What fucking world are we in now?
Had to sit through 1.5 hours of DEI classes at work last Friday. Almost walked out. I would have.
Yeah.
Look, I almost got in trouble yesterday at Drug Mart.
Okay.
And I feel bad, kind of. I don't know if I really feel bad, but I feel bad because it's not normally who I am.
Mm-hmm. But
walking through Drug Mart yesterday, and this guy is walking around in the store and he's got a rainbow fucking flag fucking t-shirt on and it says, I love gay beer.
Okay.
And I just stopped in the middle of the fucking aisle and said, what the fuck is gay beer?
Bud Light.
What is gay fucking beer? Why do you love it? Like, can you give me a list of gay beers so I can either approve or disapprove of said beer? Quit it. Quit doing this stuff. Nobody gives a fuck where you stick your dick.
Yeah,
I'm so sick and tired of this. I'm so tired. I don't walk around with a shirt that says I eat pussy. I just don't. Because right. There's nobody that needs to know what I do in my own home. I don't care what anybody does in their own home.
Right.
Quit advertising what you do.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care. Nobody cares.
So yeah. Just
quit it. It's not an appropriate shirt to wear around children and families. I love gay beer with your stupid fucking rainbow thing all over the place. Just quit it. What? Why?
Rainbow hair?
What do you get out of it?
I'm asking. Rainbow hair?
They barely had any hair.
Okay.
But why do you have to promote your lifestyle. Nobody gives a fuck.
Nobody cares.
A Pride Fest that's going to be happening here in Broadview Heights. A Pride Fest. You know what's going to happen? It's grooming children.
You going to participate?
I actually signed up to be a vendor. Run the kissing booth.
Did you see the cocksuckers that showed up and released the cock balloons in front of the courthouse in New York the other day because Trump was there?
But what's the purpose of a Pride Fest? You know what? In Broadview Heights, we have numerous carnivals. We have festivals all the time. You know what it is? Rides, games, and food, and it's a good time. People can go. There's bands there, and it's a good time. What are you celebrating? You're celebrating the fact that we live in Broadview Heights, home days, whatever it is, July 4th, whatever it is. Yeah. Why do you have to celebrate the fact that you like fucking dick in your ass? Not to be crude, like you, but why do you have to celebrate that kind of thing? What difference does it make? Great parade where I'm going up and down the street having sex with women. I mean, what are you doing?
What they're doing is they're grooming people for more perversion. And Lord knows I'm as pervy as they come, but they're definitely grooming it for, well, if you can celebrate this, then what about people that like 10-year-olds?
Why don't you
let's have a NAMBLA parade?
Just do what you do in your own home, and I'm not going to give a shit, or anybody else is going to give a shit. But why do you have to have it in a park, in a city that we all are participating in? I don't want my child to participate in something like that. I'm sorry.
Well, dude, it's crazy when you think about the traditions that we built like 20 years ago and older have been erased by agenda. So like you mentioned, a home days. What was taking out the vendors and all the other shit? What was the purpose of home days? It was to celebrate
the community.
A community, your community. It wasn't to celebrate certain ideals in the community. I'm sure the people that went to the home days 20 years ago were everything from bankers to bartenders to janitors to doctors.
Yeah.
You know, now they've erased that and they've replaced it with, we're going to have trans reading to your kids. And we're going to have gay sex day, which is really what your pride parade is. That's all a pride parade is I fuck someone with the same equipment as me day. That's what that is.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's call it. Look, you want to have an adult conversation? Let's have an adult conversation. You guys, you want to celebrate pride, but you don't want anybody to call you for what pride is. Pride is that you're proud that you're opening your ass cheeks wide and taking as much cock as you can, fellas. That's what you're proud of. That is what you're proud of. That you can dye your hair fucking rainbow colored, you can wear a rainbow colored shirt, and you can get your asshole bruised. That is pride. That's what it is. If that's what you want to celebrate, go ahead. But it doesn't mean the whole community needs to celebrate that.
Well, that's the problem that I have. Is that, look, I don't care. Again, I don't care what you do at home, dude. I don't care who you're fucking. But you don't need to have a spot on one of the busiest streets in Broadview Heights at a park that faces the street and a community center, a rec center that all people use. And maybe some people don't agree with your lifestyle or don't want to see your lifestyle.
Yeah.
That's it.
I totally agree with this person here about there's lesbians there too. So what your pride is licking box. If you love having another woman get behind you and lick your box, then you can celebrate pride. I mean, it fine, but that's what it is. That is what it is. You know, dude, you know what the scariest part about this whole thing is to me, dude? You're going to have that parade. You know what parade you're probably not going to have, or if you do, is going to have a tough time getting a permit? The fucking 4th of July parade.
Yeah.
They're going to have trouble celebrating this nation because now somehow the American flag is like the enemy flag and the pride flag is the true flag of America now.
Oh, you know, there were people burning the American flag on college campuses all over this country, mm-hmm. and there were no repercussions for that.
None.
If I burned a rainbow flag today in my property, I'm going to jail for a fucking hate crime.
Of course. Yeah, of course you are. And it's ridiculous. Who gives a shit? It's a fucking piece of material. And look, I served, for God's sakes, and as someone that served, I'm fine if you're such a fucking piece of shit that you need to burn the American flag. If that's your deal and that's your freedom of expression, just thank me on the way out for giving you that right, you fucking faggot.
I just don't care what people do. That's what it comes down to. I don't get it thrown in my face what you do. I don't throw it in anybody else's face what I do. I don't.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think it's something that children need to see. I don't think it's something that needs to be celebrated. We don't celebrate the other lifestyles. I mean, quit it.
I agree. I definitely agree. And I agree with Habu here. It is the time of the freaks.
I don't know. It's irritating. It's frustrating.
Yeah. Oh, am I too much here? Too dirty?
I think he was talking about burning the rainbow flag.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I don't think we'll be doing that on Wednesday.
No. Material. You know why? Because we don't care.
No, and I don't want to. I don't try to. I don't really want to disrespect other people. I don't.
No.
I just don't give a shit. But yeah. I don't think it's right to have, like, marching down the streets of the fucking city that I live in. Quit it.
Yeah, I agree. Dude, I totally agree. Quite honestly, and I'm gonna make a general statement that I'm probably gonna get shit for because I know a lot of people love this.
Oh boy, here we go.
I think that they should have the same no tolerance policy for this that we should also have if like the Browns win the championship. There should be no parade about that either. Because it has nothing to do with anything. It's just a feeling. Everybody wants to feel good. And you know what? We don't need to celebrate what people are thinking or feeling. On any level, we don't need to waste resources and cops and security and everything else on a Pride Day parade or on a Browns 0-16 parade. We don't need it. Eliminate all this nonsense that's involved around feelings. You want to celebrate something? Celebrate something that you should have pride in. Celebrate our country. Amen. Celebrate the fact that you know, unlike this, the horrors that you pride people are telling us, that you won't get thrown off the top of a building for wanting to take a dick in your pooper. You know, it's like, holy shit.
I have to say that everybody that I've ever met in my entire life, you have the knack of describing things the perfect way. It makes me happy. And what's funny is that me and my wife now will talk about the last 15 minutes of this show for the rest of the night. Oh, man, it was so funny when Chris talked about spreading ashy and taking as much cock as he can.
Dude, look, and I'll tell you why I'm like this, dude. And I know it's part of it is to be funny, and I know.
You're not UCB, right? You're on
no, no, show. It's not. My thing is always, if you want to have a real conversation, then we're going to have a real conversation. A real conversation, and it's why we're in the state that we're in right now. Because, especially with the pride and the trans and all this other stuff, no one's having a real conversation about what it is. Everybody's saying, well, you need to respect this or that. Why do I need to respect it? Because in the end, what is it really? It's having a dirty dick as a guy. It's your breath smelling like tuna fish as a woman. Let's call it reality. Let's call it what it is instead of trying to... I mean, how can you have a talk about is this real or is this not or is it appropriate when you can't say what it is? How can you have that conversation? How can somebody... I'm willing to have any person that is trans come on and convince me that it's okay to be trans. But have a real conversation with me. Not this, well, you got to worry about people's feelings and only people with certain kind of feelings. And you got to respect. Now, I don't have to respect shit. I don't respect you no more than I respect a straight guy banging a fucking 500-pound chick. I don't respect him any more than I do you. I don't.
I just find it appalling that in this country today, we're allowed to riot, burn the American flag, because there's a certain segment of this population that wants the extinction of Jewish people.
Yeah.
And that is okay. But if you say, I don't want a pride fest in my city, you should go to hell and go to jail for your opinions.
You're a straight demon if you say that.
Right. But the extinction of Jewish people is allowed to be promoted all across the country on college campuses.
Of course.
Where our children are supposed to learn what's right and what's wrong. And what the fuck are we doing?
Well, in the end, who actually runs the country? When you get down to that, then you understand why you have to why you have to believe certain things.
We're turning the audience into us.
Good.
Why do many lesbos use strap-ons? That's a good question. I never thought about that.
Because it's because it's the same reason we use prostitutes.
Right.
So that you don't have to have a relationship.
Yeah, but if you're
get your deed done and you go away.
If you're a lesbian, you don't want penis.
They want something rubbing the G spot.
But not a penis or with a woman.
They don't care. It's just a toy.
This conversation shall continue on Wednesday.
Lesbians have been using cucumbers for years. Stop it.
The after party on, or the extra bonus content will slowly revolve around penises and lesbians.
No. The extra content will be nothing but a Christian reading to to cleanse this part.
That's true. We have to atone for our sins on Wednesday at 5:30. So make sure you sign up for minds.com, minds.com/Seth Williams Show.
That's right.
And do that. So for on Wednesday, where you can get extra bonus content.
That's right.
Are we having anybody on Wednesday?
Johnny Gioeli from Hardline and Axel Rudy Pell is going to be on. Hey, talking about his appearance with me on Sunday out at Pinball PA.
We got to get people out there, because I'm going to, me and my wife and my daughter are all going out there, Pinball PA, on Sunday. So we got to get people out to that show. I think it's going to be fun.
It's going to be a lot of fun and play all day.
2 hours to get there?
Yeah. Yeah, it's 99 miles from my house in Twinsburg. It's exactly 99 miles.
So less than 2 hours if you drive fast.
Yeah. Or if you take the turnpike or whatever, sure.
To get to Pinball PA, we want to see you out there. That's next Sunday, right?
That is this coming Sunday, 26th. 26th.
So if you're not doing much, make sure you come out there and join us. But we'll talk about that on Wednesday a lot.
Yeah, absolutely.
Recap of the show, we found out I'm autistic, and we don't particularly like to take penises up the ass.
I think that's probably the message of the day.
Thank the good Lord that that's not part of my autism.
Yeah, thank God you don't have to take two dicks in the ass in order to enter a room.
Yes. Very happy that my OCD stops with Judge Judy.
Nice.
All right, have yourself a great rest of the day, great rest of your, until Wednesday. We'll talk to you on Wednesday at same time as usually, 4 o'clock.
See ya.
Seth and Chris don't say it enough, but the best place for everything associated with The Seth Williams Show is their website, www.thesethwilliamshow.com. You can watch all live episodes of the show live right there on the site. You can get past shows in both audio and video on demand formats. You can join our exclusive VIP programs on Minds and Super Chat right from the page. You can also purchase all the best Seth Show merchandise on the page as well. Bookmark it today, www.thesethwilliamshow.com.